Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st to 12:30 at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 60 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to dvauction.com or you can call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. 580-552-1555.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Livestock Auction with their next sale coming up Thursday, January 23rd, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,000 head to be offered, 7,000 yearling steers, 6,000 yearling heifers, 15,000 wean calves, and 300 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Well, if there is a takeaway that the market can learn from last week, it's that it's wise to not bolster the market with sheer hopefulness and anticipation until the fine details are printed and clear. Thankfully, the market seems to have come around after Thursday's beatdown and was trading higher in both the hog and live cattle markets Friday. Hog prices, though, lower on the National Direct Afternoon Report, down 43 cents. Live cattle, well, no one ever wants to report steady trade when the overall morale of the market is higher in the first quarter. But that's where cash cattle prices landed last week, and for good reason. With the signing of the Phase 1 trade agreement, there was going to be some level of emotion and ruthless reaction driven throughout the marketplace one way or another. Feeder cattle contracts were the most reluctant to break loose and let most of the trade take prices higher. January feeders were down 7 cents at 145.35. March feeders up 17 cents at 145. On the hogs, well, we'll see what happens there as buyers have been buying opportunities since Wednesday and Thursday's havoc on the futures market, and the market came around to trade higher as the whistle blew on Friday. Kansas City wheat March closed up 9.5 cents at 494.25 on Friday, trimming the loss for the week to 1.5 cents. March corn made a quick U-turn after Thursday's loss and bolted up 13.75 cents to finish at 389.25, helped by hints of increased export. DTN cash grain analysts reported stronger basis Friday for shuttles headed to the Pacific Northwest, signs of increased corn demand. On the soybeans, the March was up about 5.75 cents Friday, finishing 929.75, clinching a loss of 16.25 cents on the week. That's probably not the way many pictured soybean prices trading the past week after China signed that agreement to buy $36.5 billion worth of ag products this year. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Livestock Auction with their next sale coming up Thursday, January 23rd, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,000 head to be offered, 7,000 yearling steers, 6,000 yearling heifers, 15,000 wean calves, and 300 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Well, livestock futures, February live cattle up 22 cents, 126.35. April up 82, 127.50. March feeder cattle up 17 cents, 145. April up 7 at 147.87. Kansas City wheat March up 9.5, 494.25. May was up 9.25, 501.5. Chicago wheat March up 5.25, 570.5. May was up 5 cents Friday, 571.25. March corn up 13.75, 389.25. May was up 12.75 at 395.25. March soybeans up 5.75 at 929.75. May was up 5.75 at 943. March cotton up 103, 71.25. May up $1, 72.19. February crude up 36 cents at 58.90. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.